720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line acclaimed and beloved actor, writer, comedian, and our favorite title for him is, of course, Chicagoan Jeremy Piven. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
I got to share with you, I'm not sure if you'll remember this, but it was maybe 2016. WGN, our studios were still on Michigan Avenue, right on the street. You happened to be walking by. Our producer jumped up, grabbed you, pulled you into the studio, and we talked maybe, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes contemplating the possibility of a Cubs World Series. I don't know if you remember that. Either way, WGN fans will never forget it. It was epic.
Oh, of course I remember that. No, it's just, listen, Chicago will always be my home. I remember that moment like it was yesterday. I was walking past, and I was actually the creepy dude just staring at you from the street, just because you guys have that beautiful open air kind of studio there that's incredible, that people love. And only in Chicago could that exist. And yeah, I was honored to come in. So I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Cubs haven't been back. But of course, those were some great moments.
No. And
but it is always such a great place. You know, Chicago is one of those places. As I travel, people come up to me and they'll be like, oh, Chicago, you know, political corruption, rampant crime. And yes, we have that. We're certainly proud of all of that legacy. Mm. But it is an amazing place for sports. You know, obviously the architecture side, music, comedy, all that. You are going to be coming back on the 6th. And of all the venues, and share this, Jeremy, too, because the Vic is one of those iconic locations, seen tons of concerts there. It is absolutely incredible for comedy. Just your thoughts on the Vic, of all places you could be.
Well, the Vic is a beautiful theater, and I'm going to be actually filming my special. So anyone that shows up, we're gonna be documenting something that means a lot to me. It's my first special, and I'm coming home, and I, of all the places, chose Chicago and the Vic because it means the most to me. And I'm not just saying that, man. I, you know, grew up around the corner, and there's a lot of history to unpack. And that theater has a lot of specials have been filmed there, whether they know it or not. And Chicago should know that, you know, people from Chicago, especially actors, are revered. And one of the main reasons is the community, because people show up and they support us. So from a very early age, I was performing and people would show up at the Piven Theater or the Goodman or Second City or a 99-seat black box theater. You know, our community is the best in the country. And so it's my honor to give back.
Jeremy, talk a little bit about that. As you have traveled the world, the country, and you're kind of, you know, the world's person, you know, with all the movies and the TVs, everybody feels like they know you. But there is something special about Chicago. Like people, when you are from Chicago, they take you in. And, you know, everybody can be from someplace. And of course, there's some pride related to that. But people just take pride in the fact that you're from here. I mean, it is kind of an ownership thing. You're one of our guys.
Well, it's that, you know, that is my honor. And selfishly, they're the best crowds in the game because they're used to going to live events and they're not self-conscious and they get the jokes. You know, when I say that I'm getting older, and this is how you know you're getting older. I used to look at a woman in a short skirt and I'd be like, wow, she's hot. And now I'm like, I wonder if she's cold. You know, and, you know, they immediately, like, I can tell the temperature of the room right there. And in Chicago, you know, it's where I grew up, 8 years old, getting up at the Piven Theater. You know, it's my whole life there. And so, you know, I could have shot my special anywhere in the country, but I got to do it at home. You know, and my mother passed away recently, and I buried her out there next to my father. And, you know, this is an important place for me. It's everything.
It's definitely going to be a home game for you, and you're going to feel that love. Not only the familiarity and the appreciation, certainly the smart comedy sense that Chicagoans have, but a welcoming environment bringing back, you know, one of really their favorite sons. And you mentioned on the theater side, so you've gotten to do a lot of different things, you know, success in the movies and the TV stuff and all of that. Those are the kind of things that people aspire to a lot on the theater side, you know, and comedy is really that one-to-one interaction with the crowd, the back and forth. Just your thoughts. I mean, you've done it all. You've succeeded at all of it. Like, what is it that you appreciate about that live audience side?
Well, with stand-up, there's nothing like it, and you got to be prepared for the fight. And one of the things that prepared me was, you know, my first job out of college was performing at Second City in the 90s with Chris Farley. And you have to be, you know, thinking on your feet and improvising and doing different sketches, but not, you know, the audiences aren't necessarily heckling you. So by the time you get to stand-up, you're not only thinking on your feet and writing on your feet, and but you're also having a dialogue with the audience. So if they're screaming, "Let's hug it out," or Lloyd, you know, and you're in the middle of your joke, you got to call an audible. And so it's the mixed martial arts of performing. You know what I mean? You're in a cage with these people, you know, and I just it changes the dynamic of your set. You know, and so it's a dialogue, it's not a monologue. And so you have to be like water and let it come in and then shape it. And you know, the audience is my partner, and I can think of no better partner than Chicago right now. And we got our first Pope, and my fantasy is that he has a hardcore Chicago accent. You know, he goes, "Guys, let's get out there and do a couple, 2-3 Hail Marys. You guys are doing a nice job." You know, I'm just hoping that he's got a hardcore Southside accent.
Picks up a giant golden phone. It says, "Bringing some beefs for the Cardinals," right? So
yeah, that's right. Some, you know, guys, get some brats. You know, at the Wiener Circle. Come on, guys.
So think about this. Chicago is, of course, the home game, but through the comedy thing, you get to travel the country. Are there any places, you know, because there's a perception of what it is. I mentioned the rampant crime, you know, whatever Chicago has as far as its public identity that certainly doesn't define it. As you have traveled and seen some of these places, for the listeners that are hearing, and we reach WGN, a big signal, are there any places you've been to that you didn't even, that you weren't aware of or didn't know you could appreciate? And you're like, "Wow, hey, this is a cool town."
You know, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow.
North Carolina, Raleigh. I was like, "Wait a minute, what's going on?" Raleigh reminded me of Evanston. I was like, "Wait a minute, am I home? What's going on here?" Like, you know, they just have great restaurants, the diversity, culture, a vibe, good people. You have to understand Chicago, and I'm not just saying this because I'm going home and I'm performing at the Vic on June 6th. See what I did there?
Yes.
They have real culture. You know, some of the best blues and jazz in the country, the best theater, the restaurants, architecture, vibe, everything is there. And yet they're not pretentious, and they'll work hard and they'll support you and they'll look you in the eyes. And that's who I am. And I brought that to Hollywood, and they didn't know what to do with me, you know, because I'm used to writing cards and notes on our opening nights. That's what we do in the theater. And I did that, you know, when I started doing film and TV, and people looked at me like, "What are you doing? What are you doing, man?" And so we all support each other because we know intrinsically that someone else's success won't take away from your own. And so that city is a bit of an anomaly in that way. I have a place in my heart for Chicago. I can't even tell you, when we support our teams, it's everything. You know, when I'm yelling for the Cubs or the Bears, is because I grew up watching them with my father. So we have that connection. Anyway, I'm getting very sentimental with you, man.
Well, the Cubs for sure, right? We'll always have 2016, the World Series. The Bears have dispensed a lot of soul-crushing disappointment. And good thing you have family, right? Family and friends that you can console. But you know what? I don't know how much time you spent watching, you know, over the last couple months, right? But they've made some things. They've got some moves. People are very excited about the Bears, Jeremy. You're going to have to get into some of these games coming up during the football season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're talking about, you know, changing the stadium. I don't know what that's going to look like. But every year, listen, we got a great quarterback where they're putting some incredible pieces around him. And we're going to support them, and we're going to see what happens. It's exciting. We got a great coach. They went the extra mile. Got a great coach from Detroit. And, you know, that's what Caleb needed. He needed a mentor, and that's what he's going to get. And he's got great receivers and an offensive line. And I think it's going to be an amazing year. It sounds like I work for the front office, but I really don't.
or at least the Visitor and Tourism Bureau. We're both going to get a letter for that.
Well,
maybe so.
Listen, brother, I played for the Edmonton Wildcats. I was one of the few white boys on the team. Look it up. I was there in the 80s.
Nice.
My jersey number said linebacker and my body said kicker. Okay? So just take it easy.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Chicago loves its sports and oftentimes disappointed. They also love their comedy. You mentioned some of that. And Jeremy Piven is going to be here at the Vic on the 6th. No better place to see him and, of course, to be a part of that special. How cool is that, right? If you get a chance to get in there, you get to see that great show, and then you can watch yourself maybe, you know, they do some crowd shots going forward in perpetuity.
Oh, no, they're going to be a part of my life. And listen, it's a way to get back to that city because, you know, when they say, wow, okay, you're an actor from Chicago, that means something. It's because these people showed up. So I'm going to put them in my special. And by the way, if they say WGN, let's give them all free meet and greets afterwards so I can take pictures with them.
Oh, that's awesome. You were doing the people's work, Jeremy.
Well, bro, what are you kidding me? This is what it's all about. I mean, if you don't give back, you're a dummy. You know, I remember being there the year they won the World Series, and they gave out these teachers that just said, try not to suck. And it's true.
You have to embrace your reality. Chicago does that. The reality is that coming up on the 6th at the Vic, Jeremy Piven is going to be here. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. You heard it here. If you mentioned that that you heard him here on WGN, you get an opportunity to say hi, right? Not that you wouldn't get it anyway, but maybe a little extra consideration there, and maybe a high five or a handshake. And so, Jeremy, as we let you go, where can people go to find out more information, get the tickets, maybe other dates too, if they want to travel and see you even more times?
Well, just at jeremy/piven.com. They can certainly see my tour dates, because I'll be all over the Midwest afterwards, but also be able to get tickets for that show in particular. And everyone knows where the Vic is. It's right in the heart of the city, right off Belmont. Beautiful, like intimate 1,000 seat theater. It's like the size of a Broadway house. Good size.
Yes.
And we're all going to hug it out. I'm really excited for this one.
Yeah, there are no bad seats for that. Again, we'll have links up at WGN.
No, there aren't, by the way. Yeah, that's an excellent point, because the reality is they're going to see that the VIP. Sorry, I'm literally getting a haircut as we speak.
It's a multitask thing.
So yeah, and I, you know, you're a part of my day, brother. But when people see that all the VIPs are gone and they're going to have to be in you know, in the balcony, you made a great point. There are no bad seats.
No.
If you're up in the balcony, you can see everything because of the nature of that beautiful theater.
Yep, you're going to get to experience, you're going to hear the humor, you're going to be a part of history, immortalized in the special that is going to happen. No place better than Chicago, the Vic. Jeremy Piven, one of our very, very favorites in Chicago's very own. Jeremy, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your haircut, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, brother. And you know what, when I get to town, I'm going to come in and do what I did last time, which is just stare at you while you work. And then I might come in and we may have to do this all over again.
We have a seat and a microphone waiting for you, Jeremy. Can't wait to see you in town.
Well, listen, brother, listen, don't pull a knife unless you're going to use it. I will come in.
We're ready.
I'll be there. All right. Are you okay? Be ready. I'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, brother.
You bet.